mitzvah achila be'erev Yom Kippur, Chazal darshan, v'nisam es nashay seichem v'tisha v'achoydish be'erev, v'chi v'tisha mesanen, havoy ba'asiri mesanen, אלוהי מלאכו כלו אוכל בשוי סבת שי מי לאולה והכוסף כאילו הסענה צ'י ועשירי. So what's the union of the achila בערב יום כיפר? Is a נסח פויסקים שתהיה that a person should have koyach to fast. That's the time of the crow. A person should have koyach to fast. In Orach HaShulchan שתהיה במס הפקר תסבור. He says that there's a bigger inoy when you're fasting after you ate, the change, that first you ate a lot and now you're fasting, it makes a bigger inoy, so it's a bigger kiyum of inisim, and that's why it's taka ke'ilu his'ane chiyiv asiri, because the eating made the fasting even harder. Remember the Mephoreshim say, the inyan of ke'ilu his'ane chiyiv asiri, Chanukah Satoira says that it's the inyan of Yimakayim, he has a shayla, how come we don't make speke de yoyim on Yom Kippur? So he says Yimakayim it, because ke'ilu his'ane chiyiv asiri, it's a shtickel shver, because the speke de yoyim would have been yin aleph, not tes. There's another inyan that there's a tsoim 2 days in a row, is ki'ilu state in Svarim that it's ki'ilu chof hei tainiyos. So the ki'ilu hasan at Shiva Asiri has a bazunder ki'im. The Maisa, the Rambam doesn't bring it down, this halacha. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, the Torah brings it down, it's in the Tuf Reish Dalit. The Rambam doesn't bring it down b'chlal. So some want to say it's only an asmachta ba'alma, but even if it's only an asmachta ba'alma and it's not a doiraisa, let's say it's not a doiraisa, but why doesn't the Rambam bring it? So Be'emes, the Beis Yosef already explained that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's brought down to Gemara in a few places, said that Be'emes, we learn out from this pasuk of B'tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev, we learn out the din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Here is the makar of Tosefes Yontif, that you're supposed to be Moisef on the Yontif. So that's why the Rambam doesn't learn out this din of Achila Be'erev Yom Kippur, because we learn out the din of Tosefes Yontif. No, the Gemara says this Be'emes a different makar for Tosefes Yontif. B'chorosh u'b'kotzer tishbois. The Gemara brings a different pasuk. So that's the machlokes. The Torah learns out, and it's mefurish azoy earlier in the Torah, that the makar of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is from b'chorosh u'b'kotzer tishbois. So therefore, the pasuk of Tisha L'Chodesh is to teach me achila be'erev Yom Kippur. But the Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam learns out from Tisha L'Chodesh taka the din of Tosefes Yom HaKippur. The Rambam doesn't have the din of achila be'erev Yom Kippur. The Shaila is, no, there's one Shver Rambam. We said the Rambam doesn't bring it. Itaka doesn't. In Hilchas Yom Kippur, he doesn't bring it. But there's a Rambam in Hilchas Nedorim. Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. There's a klal in Hilchas Nedorim. If a person made a neder that he's not going to eat, he's going to fast on every Tuesday. He made a Kabbalah, he's always going to fast on Yom Shlishi. So the klal advarim is, even if Yom Shlishi is chal on Yontif, you still fast. If it's chal on Rosh Chodesh, you still fast. But if it's Chal Chanukah or Purim, since Chanukah or Purim is a Derabbanon, and Milsa Derabbanon Tzrichim Chizik, a Derabbanon needs more of a Chizik, so a Derabbanon Yitake Yimavatel, you don't fast. The person made a Kabbalah that he's going to fast every week of his life, on Tuesdays, it's on Yontif it's not there. But listen to the Lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says the person made a Neder, he's going to fast every Tuesday, so if it's Chal on Yontif, or it's Chal Erev Yom Kippur, you fast. But if it's Chanukah or Purim, you don't fast. The Rambam put together Yom Tif with Erev Yom Kippur. And that's mashma that Erev Yom Kippur is Gora Doiraisa. If it would be a smachta ba'alma, only the Rabbanon, it would be like Chanukah Purim. Here you see it's Gora, the Madrega of a Doiraisa. And it's a Pella, the Rambam doesn't even bring it down in Hilchas Yom Kippur. Asach Redden of them, because the Mishnah talks about it there already in Hilchas Nedarim. But there's an interesting chiddush, the Orach HaShulchan wants to say, Anayi Pshan and the Rambam. He says that Be'emes, the Rambam holds that Achila Be'erev Yom Kippur is not a Doiraisa, and it's not even a Derabbanon. It's only a minig ba'alma. Be'emes, there's a medrash like that. That there's a medrash that Klal Yisrael is supposed to make a whole story with a guy who bought a fish. That Klal Yisrael is supposed to eat an Erev Yom Kippur to show that there's some meyach in the slich of Yom Kippur. So it's not a deraita, it's not a derabbanon, it's a minig. Zok Torah Hashulchan, that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying a person made a neder, he's going to fast on Tuesdays, so he has to fast. Even if it's chal on Yontif, because the neder is chal. And even if it's Erev Yom Kippur, because Erev Yom Kippur is garnished. It's not a deraita or a derabbanon. Mashenkin, Chanukah Purim, it's a derabbanon and a derabbanon needs chizik. The Rambam was bringing out the point that Erev Yom Kippur, not that it's like Yontif, punk faker, that it's not even a derabbanon. The very big chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. But I was on it afterwards, I'm worried the Kedik. The Halach and Shulchan Aruch is brought down, a person is supposed to eat Erev Yom Kippur. The Be'er HaGoyla, the Emes is Mitzayin, this Gemara, it's a Gemara in four places, in Rosh Hashanah, in Pesach, in other places, that Kala Oichel, Be'chi, Ke'ilu, Vesana, Chi, Vasir. If you look at the Bir Agro, Afinart, the Bir Agro doesn't bring this Gemara. The Bir Agro says the Medrash. The Medrash that you're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. He doesn't quote it. It's a Gemara in four places. Keilu v'san and shivasiri. The Gaon doesn't bring it down. The Gaon Vaisnais understood that Pshat and the Mechaber also. The Mechaber doesn't pass in the din of Keilu v'san and shivasiri. The Mechaber goes like the Rambam. It's not a Deraisa. It's not a Derabban. There's a minhag to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Now the Gaon is Mitzayin this Medrash, and he's also Mitzayin the Gemara in Ksuba Staf Hey. There's a Gemara in Ksuba Staf Hey. The Gemara says that you don't make Asudas Nesuin on Yom Rishon. The Gemara says, because if you're going to make it on Yom Rishon, we're worried you're going to prepare Shema Yishchat Ben Oif. Maybe you're going to prepare the Suda Moitza Shabbos. So therefore, we made a takana, you don't get married on Sunday. Frek the Gemara. So maybe we should be misakin that if Yom Kippur ever is Chal on a Monday, we should work out the calendar. It shouldn't be like that. Because then Erev Yom Kippur is going to be Sunday, and maybe Gezeira Shema Yishchat Ben Oif. So the Gemara gives two tirutz. Either Rechazn is a bigger tirch, you're preparing for a lot of people. Here you're only preparing for one person. Or Erev Yom Kippur is only in the morning. Achasna, you're making ready your Moitza Shabbos. Erev Yom Kippur, the suit is only in the morning. We're not worried you're going to shecht on Shabbos. You could prepare on Moitza Shabbos. So Agav Orchi, you see in that Gemara, so there's an Indian of eating Erev Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara, the Goyim quotes, the Bir Agro, and this Halacha Shulchan Aruch. He's supposed to eat Erev Yom Kippur. He quotes the Medrash, and this Gemara in Ksuba Staf Hey. He doesn't quote the Etzem Memrach, Kol Ha'Oichel V'Shoyse V'Asir V'Chi, because it's maybe he's learning up that the Mechaber doesn't hold it. We learn that from that Pasuk, the Din of Tosefes Yom Kippur, and it's only a minute, Baal. Now, the emes is a shaila. Does the din of achila be'erev Yom Kippur start by the day or even the night before? The emes is in the first Gemara in Ksubis. Now, the only thing is that you can deem a falcon. Maybe there's two truths in there in the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara said, why is it achasna? We are guys on Yom Kippur, not either because achasna is a lot of people or because erev Yom Kippur starts in the morning. Maybe the first teretz didn't hold it. The first teretz held erev Yom Kippur is also at night. And there's an afkamina. The Magen Avraham has a shaila that if taka starts at night, then we shouldn't say tachnun by mincha on Ches Tishrei. On Ches Tishrei, we shouldn't say Tachnun by Mincha because it's already Erev of a Yontif. Mashenkin, if you learn that the mitzvah of Achila be'Erev Yom Kippur only starts in the morning, like the second teretz of the Gemara in Ksubis, so then there's no need not to say Tachnun by Mincha of Ches Tishrei. But there's this mitzvah, maybe the Raisa, maybe the Rabbanan, maybe a Minhag. If you do it, there's a Chubas Rabbi Kiveger, Simon Tes Zayin. There was a story, that's a short Chubas, there was a story, there was an Isha, a Biksat Konis, that she was sick, and she was not allowed to eat. The doctors told her she's not allowed to eat a lot of food. And she dafka wanted to be machmir, to be makayim, the grace of din of achila be'erev Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Kivega writes a tshuva and he says, tell her b'shmi, that avad, I'm telling you she shouldn't make an extra effort and she should not be machmir to eat an erev Yom Kippur. Because of the machlo. And then he ends off, u'v'chlal zot Rabbi Kivega, ani novoich b'chol ha'noshim, afilu ha'briyos, even healthy ladies. I don't know if noshim achayiv in the mitzvah of achila be'erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kivega is mesupik, because maybe it's a mitzvah essay, shazman grom. Now Yom Kippur alein, there's a riboy lamar v'noshim. Over on the mitzvah chil of Erev Yom Kippur, Zot Rabbi Kiveger is in the suffik. What's the suffik? Vaisnai says suffik is l'chay, doesn't say. Maybe that achilas Erev Yom Kippur goes together with the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Kol shen esra, kol shi yeshne v'zachar, yeshne v'sham, kol shi yeshne v'shamar, yeshne v'zachar, kol shi yeshne v'yom Kippur, yeshne v'achilas Erev Yom Kippur. But he doesn't say, he's in the suffik. Interesting, the Mechassinach also brings the suffik, he says, I once saw in a sefer, but who shmoy peli, he doesn't remember the sefer. Over it's a chubas Rabbi Kiveger. And the emes says, it's not only Rabbi Kiveger, the Rishash. In Sukkot, Daf Chof Ches clears the Shaila himself also. It doesn't bring Rabbi Kiveger. The Rishash also clears Anoshim Chayiv. Then there's also the Tshuvas Kasav Soifer. The Kasav Soifer also clears around this Shaila of Anoshim Chayiv. And he says, interesting Chiddush. First he says, Kol Sheyeshnei B'Yom Kippur, Yeshnei B'Erev Yom Kippur. Then he says, Avad Anoshim Chayiv. He says, the whole reason why you're supposed to fast Erev Yom Kippur is that you should have Koyach to fast. Then he goes with that reason. We said other reasons to show Simcha and the Slicha and other Inyan. But he goes that the reason is you're supposed to have Koyach to fast. So he says a loshin, Gavra boi chai, noshi loy boi chai. The Gemara says in Kedushin daf lamed dalet that even noshi machai even mezuzah. Why? Because by mezuzah it says when I nirbu yumeichem. So Gavra boi chai, noshi loy boi chai. Avad if the time of avichila be'erev Yom Kippur is that you should have koyach, it's for brius. Avad it applies by noshim also. In the emesis, it's a very shver k'sav soifer. The Gemara said the svar of Gavra boi chai, noshi loy boi chai. The Gemara there was clearly should we make a hekesh to mezuzah or to tefillin? So the Gemara says, no, to Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, no, let's make the hekesh to that mezuzah you are chayiv because of Gavra Boi Chayiv. But Lafia Emes, that was when the Gemara was establishing the rule of Zman Groma. But Haint, that we know there's a din of Zman Groma. The Emes, if you want to look in the Taimei HaMitzvah, not every mitzvah I can come up with a cheshbon that the Taimei HaMitzvah applies, and a vada should apply to ladies also. If you go into the Taimei of the mitzvahs, Torah says, no, there's a rule, Zman Groma, they put. He names on that Gavra Boi Chayiv, Noshiloi Boi Chayiv, Lafia Emes, blives us for. Good, Azoy Zokte. But he says, I'm a big chiddush. He wants to be Mechadish Let's say a person is a sick and he's not going to fast on Yom Kippur. Because he's sick, he's not able to fast on Yom Kippur. Does he still have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Zok der Ksav Sofer. Men yeah, and ladies not. Men are mechoyif. Because even if this man is not going to fast, so Zayin is not going to fast. But Lemaisit is a Xeris Lakosav to eat Erev Yom Kippur. You don't go into the Taimei Akro. Lemaisit is a din you should eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Even if you are not going to be fasting, you have to eat Erev Yom Kippur. But a Isha, that the Ethem, she's potter because it is Mangroma, the only reason you mechayiv her is because this is Svara. Gavra boi chai, noshi loi boi chai. This is Svara. Oy bazoi, by noshim, yitaka zil boser taima. And an Isha that's for whatever reason not going to fast, who adin should not have the din of Achil of Erev Yom Kippur. So an Isha that's not fasting won't have the din of Achil of Erev Yom Kippur. Now the emes, in the din of the tsoim of Yom Kippur alein, is grois of sugis over here. So mamish, maybe just a te'ima of Achil, of pachas mikasevis, just a little bit, the inyonim, it's pashit and mavur, that by Yom Kippur it doesn't say loy soichu. The aveira is not an aveira of Achil. The aveira is that there's a mitzvah, the inisem es nafshei seichem, and b'chol ha-nefesh ha-shaloi se'une is v'nichr sa'avada, there's a krisus, but the inyan is that you're supposed to be ma'une, and being mevatel the inoy is what's the aveir. And therefore there can be kama nafkaminis, maybe we'll just say b'kitzer some of them, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. It's not an itzer achil. Mitzad echad poshet the shir, everyone knows the shir by Yom Kippur is kikoy seves, which is bigger than a kizayis. It's not an itzer achil, that's a kula. I'm going to keep on saying it. It's a kula or a chumra. On Yom Kippur, there's a kula. You're not chayav karas unless you eat a kaseves, which is bigger than a kazayis. You eat a kazayis, you're still potter from karas. Why? You ate an achil of a kazayis? Yeah, but you're still mu'une. Until you eat a kaseves, you're not going to have yisuvei daito. You're not going to have yishuv hadas. And the Gemara says the kedei of Yom Kippur is inoy. The opposite of inoy is yishuv hadas. What is the shir for yishuv hadas? Kikaseves. That's a kula on Yom Kippur. Efshir a chumra on Yom Kippur. The Shagasari declares, the Chasam Sofer, the Mechaschimach, Achila Shaloi Kedarka. In Kol HaTayra Kula, we pass in Achila Shaloi Kedarka, Loi Shema Achila. It's my first Gemara in Kama Erter, Achila Shaloi Kedarka, Lav Shema Achila, Lagabi Isurim. Who had in the Mishlo Melech, as you do, as Mesupik, who had in Lagabi Kiyam Mitzvahs? Achila Shaloi Kedarka, Loi Shema Achila. But on Yom Kippur, if you eat it Achila Shaloi Kedarka, okay, Sevis, but you eat it Shaloi Kedarka, you will be Chayiv, they declare. Because who cares if you ate it Shaloi Kedarka? Achil is like a darkness, that the Maisa Achil is not the richtige derech of Achila. But Yishev Adas there is. Another Chumr in Yom Kippur is if a person has Hanos Me'ayim and he doesn't have Hanos Goren. See, normally in Achila there's two Chalokim. There's the Hanos Goren and afterwards there's Hanos Me'ayim. Let's say a person has Hanos Me'ayim without Hanos Goren. He swallows it wrapped in paper, let's say. Or there's now ways to put food straight into a person's stomach. In Kol HaTarakuli Yipater, the Gemara says, Korchai B'siv, you're not Yoytzer the Mitzvah of Matzah. Hu Adin, the Achrein and Amon, Korchai B'siv, you're not Oyver Averis. But Yom Kippur, maybe you would be Oyver. As I declared, the Mechaschinach, another Achrein. Now he has a Shiloh. He says, if that would be true, that there would be this Chumrah, that on Yom Kippur Yechayiv, on Hanos Me'ayim, then how come on Yom Kippur, it's Mefurish, that there's a din of, you have to eat it the Kedei Achilas Pras. We know that the Klal of Kedei Achilas Pras is for the din of Achila. If Yom Kippur doesn't require achila, as long as it's in your me'ayim, then why should there be a din of kedei achilas pras? He gives a dogma. The ganze inyan lagavi birchas hamazon deserves prima godin that brings down that you know midei raisa. We pass in that for kazayis you make birchas hamazon midei rabbanon midei raisa it's tali if you had svia kedei svia. If a person eats kedei svia, even if he didn't eat kedei achilas pras, but for kedei svia lamaisa he saveya is a chiyah birchas hamazon midei raisa. You don't need kedei achilas pras. If it would have to be true by Yom Kippur that you don't need achila, just hanos me'ayim, why by Yom Kippur is there a din of kedei achilas pras? As I declare to Rarum, he has an arichas in it. A fakeret in afkamin would be hanos goroim, without hanos me'ayim. Let's say a person eats chetzi kezayis, he kiyoi v'chozer v'ochel chetzi kezayis. He has hanos goroim of a kezayis, but his me'ayim only was makabal a chetzi kezayis. In kol ha-toyra kula, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokis, we pass in Yechayiv. Or by Yom Kippur, maybe you potter. There's no Yishev Adas. Unless Lamaisa you may ayin receive the Kiseves, then the Chorib is no Yishev Adas. That's another Nafkamina. There's another Nidin Lagabi Achila Gasa. The Gemara says, Mefurish by Yom Kippur, Achila Gasa, Loishma Achila. Mefurish Lagabi Yom Kippur. Achila Gasa, Loishma Achila. Vaistis that Achila Gasa doesn't make Yishev Adas either. Now, the Pashtas, Achila Gasa, Loishma Achila is a klal in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Hen legabi isurim, hen legabi mitzvahs, hen legabi yom kippur, achila gasa loy shma achila. Now there's a Rabbi Avram in Ahor, in Yevamis, Rabbi Avram in Ahor says a chiddush. He says that achila gasa, it depends. Legabi kiyam mitzvahs, achila gasa, is loishma achila. You're not makayim a mitzvah if you did it achila gasa. Lagabi averis. Achila kol was loishma an avera. Fart katana an avera. Achila gasa shmo achila lagabi yisurim. Only lagabi mitzvahs. And damas, there's no gemara. There's no gemara in the first. Lagabi yisurim. Achila gasa loishma achila. The gemara lagabi yom kippur. Zokta b'vram in the heart. Yom kippur. It's a bezunder revart. You need yishav hadas. Achila gasa loishma achila. There's no yishav hadas. But the kal varm is for mitzvahs. Achila gasa loishma achila. That's also a gemara. You're not yoytza matzah and karm pesach if you ate achila gasa. But for Aver it's not. The Pella is, there's a Gemara that says that Tashlumei Truma, it's negated the sugis, we know now. The Gemara says by Tashlumei Truma, if a person eats Achila Gasa, he's not Machoyim and Tashlumei Truma. Child is why? That's Isurim. That's Isurim. According to the Brahman Har, by Isurim, we don't say Achila Gasa, Leishma Achila. So my Shver, in the Hagois, in Yivomis, and Afmem, he says the Pshat, he says, this is a verse for Tashlumei Truma. He says that the Yisoy of Tashlumei Truma is not the Isser Shabbai, it's that it's shepherding the mitzvah of Truma. The Kohen was supposed to be Mekayim mitzvah Shi Achilas Truma, and you as a Zor, you went and shepherded that din. You went and ate it instead of the Kohen. So Tashlumei Truma is Nimdad with the Gedorim of what would have been the mitzvah of the Achilas Kohen. Since Lagavi, the mitzvah of the Achilas Kohen, Achila Gasa would be Loishma Achila, who was in the Aveir of Tashlumei Truma is Nimdad with the Gedorim of the mitzvah, and Achila Gasa would be Loishma Achila. Actually, one more very big chumer that comes in on Yom Kippur, the Kesav Sofer says a Riza Gechidish. He says if a person eats roiv of a kesevis before Yom Kippur, he ate before Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, the guy in the mitzvah, he was Erev Yom Kippur, and he's almost tzaveya, he almost has yishev adas, and then he eats a little bit on Yom Kippur, I think even less than a kezayis, forget about less than a kezevis, less than a kezayis, and that's mashlam, and now he came to shir kedei sviya, you'll be chayiv on Yom Kippur, because you have kedei sviya. Grois achidsh. Asach red naftim. There's a shayla in the Paiskim Be'emesh to Oruch Ner increases daf Yud Ches talks about it by Barichas. If a person ate on Yom Kippur, this would again would be a big kula. That if a person eats on Yom Kippur, maybe he doesn't have to fast anymore. If it would be Isra Achila, Misha Ochal Shum, Yavzor V'yoichal Shum, but Vibalt the Isra by Yom Kippur is the Tzoyim, to be Mu'one. If a person already ate, maybe that's it. It's over the Tainus. He doesn't have to fast anymore. He brings Kamarayas to that, Lekan. Actually, one dogma, we said already that the ha'oichal achila gasa of Yom Kippur is potter. How is the chayich ha'oichal achila gasa? Achila gasa means the person's already full. How is the chayich ha'oichal achila gasa? So then, the Mesiyah Yosef brings up shat, he ate things that were any royal achila, that you potter on Yom Kippur, and then he's almost full on that, and then he ate achila gasa. Rashi increases bavarns, how is the chayich? So Rashi, we're talking about a person that ate erev Yom Kippur, and he's already full, it's maholding kol nidrei. And he's already full by the beginning of Yom Kippur. Frekta aruch aner. What do you mean? He has a pashta case. Maybe a person ate b'shoigig on Yom Kippur, and now he's almost full. And then he went and ate a chila gasa, amazing. And a chila gasa would be lo yishma chila. Zokta, because even if you ate b'shoigig, but if you already ate on Yom Kippur, once you ate, there's no more din of tzayin. Big chitz, even b'shoigig. Once you ate already, there's no more din of tzayin. Yesh lod, and we know that on Yom Kippur, there's also shari nuyim. Rechitza, sicha, lasasando. It's a big machloikis b'shoigig that these nuyim are the raisa, or the rabbana. It's first that we're mekel by them. There's no curse. And also there are certain people that can be mekel. Hamelech va'akala yirchitzu as p'neyen. There's other cases that we're mekel. So if it's the Rabbanan, they say, the kach tikkun. If it's the Raisa, the Mishenim ask. If it's the Raisa, how come we're mekel on certain places? They say, kach moch, mosr ma'kosav v'chachomim. Asharei noyim emetzim zesug yifarzach. But we'll just clear. What would be with the Oruch Ner's chakir v'agabi sharei noyim? A person took a bath on Yom Kippur, so now he can already take a bath. A person already did sicha on Yom Kippur, so now he can already do sicha. Oh no, but I'll be the Shari Nuyim, it lies back at Issa. If a person ate, and now he can take a bath also, I don't know how it goes. Maybe each Ino Yavad is mended separately. You have to know the Gedorim of the article now. We know that Yom Kippur is Machaper, and Rebbe Shita is, Itzuma Shal Yoyim is Machaper. Itzuma Shal Yoyim, even without Tshuva. Machloikis. But Rebbe Paskins, Itzuma Shal Yoyim is Machaper. So the Gemara Bemis asks, Gemara in Shavuos, if you give him, according to Rebbe, how does a person get cursed for eating on Yom Kippur? Itzume shel yoyim is machaper, as he's eating on Yom Kippur, even if he's not doing tshuva. Itzume shel yoyim is machaper. So first the Gemara gives a teretz. The Gemara Bemis is machadish that Rebbe's moide by the averus of Yom Kippur itself, Rebbe's moide that it's not machaper. Yom Kippur, even without tshuva, is machaper on all other averus. But it's not machaper on a Yom Kippur dik averus. So he's up to Gemara. But then the Gemara says, no, what's the raya? Maybe it's shayach. Maybe Yom Kippur is mechaper even on Yom Kippur dekaver. How is it shayach a person can get karas on Yom Kippur? Zok the Gemara, if he's eating, Zok the Gemara, the chanke umtza. He choked, he ate a piece of meat, and as he ate that first piece, he choked on it right away, he dies. He gets the karas right then, he chokes on it. Before the Yom Kippur had a chance to be mechaper of him. Like it takes time for the Yom Kippur to be mechaper, he choked on the piece of meat. So the Emissary of Chaim Moshe brings a ride from this Gemara, that Hanos groina is mechuyev on Yom Kippur. He didn't have Hanos me'ayin yet. He took one bite and he choked on it. And that's the case, according to Rebbe, how a person gets karas for eating on Yom Kippur. Because otherwise the Yom Kippur should be mechaper right away. So Rebbe Chaim Moshe, it's a ride from here, a machriya on the Minchas Chinuch Shaila, that Hanos groina is mechuyev, and Gemara state, and Shavuos not the Gimel, Chanke Umtza. Then, as I think we once mentioned, is a chazal that says, when Rebbe was nifter, Yotza Baskoil, that whoever was by Rebbe's Levi is mezumen l'chai yoylem haba. So what's the pshat? Why that dafka by Rebbe's Levi? So the pshat is, the Gemara says, Misa Tzadikim is shokul to Yom Kippur. And l'chari, you could say, the same way Yom Kippur, we paskin, Yom Kippur is only mechaper tzazaman mit tshuva. So who then, Misa Tzadikim is azoy v'Yom Kippur? Misa Tzadikim also was only mechaper with tshuva. Doesn't work by itself. Oh, but Rebbe Lishitasa, he's the one that holds Yom Kippur alayin is mechaper. Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur alayin is mechaper. Who then, Misa Tzadikim, even without the tshuva. So by Rebbe's Levi, came a basko, everyone is mezumen l'chai yoylem haba. That means you can make another cheshbon. According to Rebbe, the Gemara says if a person brings ketoris, and it's chisar achas mikol samaneo, so you chayiv misa. If you machnes ketoris and you chisar achas mikol samaneo, you chayiv misa on Yom Kippur. Frak the Gemara, what do you need a chiddush that you chayiv misa because you were machasar achas mikol samaneo? You're anyways chayiv because you went via rekonis. You went into the Beis Hamikdash for no reason. You went into the Kodesh Kedoshim for no reason. If you didn't have all the samamonim, forget about the aver that you didn't bring all the samamonim. You went into the Kodesh Kedoshim without a reason. As I frekt the Gemara. Now the Emes, the Shagas Ari asks, there's a third thing. You made a fire. You made a fire on the Ketores. You should get Misa, you should get Karas for making the fire on Yom Kippur. So on this, I don't want to go into it now, but we once spoke out, there's a Yisoy that a person, the Kohen Gadol, could do the Avodas Yom Kippur any day of the year. Bezois Yovi Aaron al Kodesh. As long as he's doing these Avodas, he can do the Avodas Yom Kippur. So then it's shaykh that it's a case that he's not going to be over the Avera of Havara. Say, oh, but what's with this Gemara? The Gemara has anyways it's Bi'er Ikonis. According to Rebbe, you could say a pilpul, it's a Shver Gemara, that being Mechaser Achas Mikol Samaneh is a Yom Kippur the Kedin. Of a Bi'er Ikonis is an Avera of a Holy, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Yitzum Mishal Yoyim is Mechaper. The only thing Yitzum Mishal Yoyim is not Mechaper is for Averis that are Yom Kippur the Galim. Aseret Yimitshuva, appearing, coming to Yom Kippur. So you do with the famous Rambam in Paragimel, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, Tzadikim Gemurim, on Rosh Hashanah, Rishoyim Gemurim also, already Nechtam, Beinen and Tluyim Vo'imdim, Ad Yom Kippur. Zok the Rambam, Im Osa Tshuva, Nechtam L'chaim, Im Lav Nechtam L'misa. As I stated first in the Rambam, Hilchas Tshuva, Paragimel, Halacha Gimel. Beinen and Tluyim Vo'imdim, if you do tshuva, you'll get l'chaim. If you don't, you go l'misa. And to do with the famous kashim. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, beinim tluyim v'ayimim, zohu. Then the zoich l'chaim, loy zohu, they go l'misa. How do you get zchusim? You could do mitzvahs. Tip the scale, add an extra mitzvah. Do less averis. In a Rambam state, you have to do tshuva. So for one of them, Agrois Arichas, we'll say out a little bit what they say. Some Achraim say, they make bracha, others they say, after Rosh Hashanah, it's already Tav Shin Samach Zayin, it's already a new year. Any mitzvah you're going to do now is ready on the New Year's Cheshbon. If you're a Beinoni, and your din is Beinoni, on Tav Shin Samach Vav, the only way to change that is by doing tshuva and being oikar the averis of last year. Adding mitzvahs now is not going to help. It's already the New Year's Cheshbon. Hazoy zok demik bracha. The Yidur of Itzela, the Koich Be'ar, he says a different mahal. It's a murder dikki yisoy, he's saying it b'kitzah, but then it's something to be in his Beinona. He says, he bought an aseris to make tshuva, the Eibush that comes, dirshu Hashem b'imotzei kira'u b'yosei kare. And the Eibush becomes dafka close that we should be makabal our tshuva. To not do tshuva in aseres you make tshuva, the prat when you're a beiner and tluyim voindim, that's the biggest aver, it's not shaykh. All the mitzvahs in the world you're going to do. You're a moirid b'malchus, it's a merida, it's a patch and punit. So the Rambam says kipshutai, if you're a beiner and tluyim voindim, if you do tshuva then you're alright. If you don't, forget about it, for sure you're going to be nechtam lamavis. Doing 100 more mitzvahs is not going to help you. It's interesting that the Eimek Bracha brings this teretz. And he says, what if you do a lot of mitzvahs? And then he says, here's my halach, that it's a different year. Oh, by the way, the Koich Bi'or is mas, but it's not a question of kamos. The merida shavoy, of not doing tshuva, the chutzpah, and the merida of not doing tshuva is the worst. There's another mahal, though, that actually you could say, beinan and tluyim v'oimdim, the beinan and tluyim v'oimdim, the Alvin Avarik used to say, that a beinan and tluyim v'oimdim, he's already hanging. It's not that he's in 50-50, no nishkash the matzah. He's already be'etzem hanging. No, he has to make a mapecha. I'll say a vort. The Beinani, it's not stam that he's going to tip the scale now. Even if it will be on this year's cheshbin, and he's there. It's too late. A Beinani has to make a mapecha. Be'etzem, he's already nechtem l'mavis. No, he's totally behind it. Totally behind it. The only way to change that is to make a mapecha. The mapecha has to be ayidei tshuva. Adding mitzvahs now is not going to help. You have to do a mapecha. Mitzad sheni, you have to know, there's a bir agra. This was the Rambam Shiva. We know that the Ramah Paschim is that a person should say Kiddush Levona on Moitzi Yom Kippur. You wait till Moitzi Yom Kippur to do Kiddush Levona, as I state in the Ramah, in Simon Tafresh Beis. But the Bir HaGro over there says, no, it's better to do Kiddush Levona not during Aseret Yimei Tshuva. Add an extra schus. Maybe if you're a Bein Klein Vayim, you'll tip the scale. Add an extra schus of doing a mitzvah of Kiddush Levona. State on the Gro that doing mitzvahs also helps. State not like all of these Mahalchim. That not only doing Tshuva, but who are then, he says, it's Dafka Kedai to do Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur, that the mitzvah will be Machriya Lekapschus. Shteito, the going learns, because it's now there of the Rambam, that Taka, you could do Tshuva also, doing mitzvahs also on Aseres Mitzvah will also tip the scale. Now you have to know, Bechlau, what's the Kiddush of Tshuva? The Achrayim talk about what's the Kiddush of Tshuva. We know even by mitzvahs, it's in Mefurash HaChazal, if a person does a mitzvah, and then he's toya ala rishoinis, he has charoto, the Eibush that takes away the schar. So what's the chiddush by tshuva? That if a person is toya ala rishoinis, the Eibush that takes away the oinish of the Aveira, by mitzvahs also, there's a gemara, if a person is toya ala rishoinis, will take away his schar. So you could say, maybe over there it's because if it's a knas. Yeah. Person did mitzvahs and he has charoto, off knas we take away his oinish. But who says we take away his schar? Who says we should take away an oinish? The Chavetz Chaim talks about it. He says that the chiddush is of tshuva, that tshuva me'aves doinus nas and schuyes. It's gorem ahayim madrega. Rabbi Chanan talks about it. Rabbi Chanan says in Mahalach that when a person does an aveira, besides the etzem oinish, schar and oinish, the aveira tuzef a kilkel in the oilom is el yoinim. Who says that al yidei, just because you have charota, that's going to take away that kilkel? The chiddush of tshuva is that it's takim moichik, the pagam that you did, it's takim moichik. There's another Indian in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's brought down by Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Reish Gimel, the Makor Samar Rosh. That in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even a person that normally eats Pas Paltim in a whole year should be Machmer on Pas Paltim in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And Amar Bali Musa Redna of them, what's this Indian? What's the Indian that he's eating, that he's not eating Pas Paltim in during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? He's planning next year again to eat Pas Paltrin. He knows. He already bought the Pas Paltrin. He's going to break his fast, Moitzi Yom Kippur. He already bought it before the fast. He already bought his Pas Paltrin cookies. He's going to already break his fast. He knows. So what's the Indian? Vem and Nartmanot. Asach Redden of them. There's one basic Yisoy, that Vibalta Eivishta comes close, and he's looking at us differently now. Now we're under judgment. We have to show, we have to act differently. There's common eschoyis in them. In Kelim, there was a mushel that a person was not allowed to leave his garbage out in front of the house. And there was one person who didn't care, and he left a lot of garbage out of the house. And they told him, the police is coming, the shoiter is coming. So he says, no, what should I do now? That is already a lot of garbage. He's coming in 10 minutes. So they told him, Narin, at least go out. Start taking it out. Do something. Show the guy at least the answer about it. When the police guy is going to come, he doesn't even see that you're answering, that you're trying to take away the garbage. Then it's come to Rafilu Aggressor Oinish. And Andre Menusach, maybe it's the same point, maybe it's not. The Menal comes into a cheder, and he tells the Kinderlach, he says, the parents are coming tonight to meet the PTA, to meet the Rebbe. Everyone should please be masada the room. It should look nice, you know, put the chairs away nice, put the garbage from the floor. The room should look nice. So one of the kids says, he says, our parents know that before they come, we clean up the room. They know this is not what it looks like normally. They know this is not what it really looks like usually. They know how it usually looks. So the Manal answers back, he says, yeah, but your parents also know that we clean before they come. And if we don't clean before they come, and they're going to come and see what it looks like, and they're going to think this is what it looks like after you clean, then it's oy vavoy. There's another pshat that a person, though, is Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is supposed to shtel avek where his she'ifas are. Where he wants to be holding. Where he wants to be holding. That's also an Indian. There's another Indian, and this is an important Yisoy Bechlau, that the Yom Neroim, there's a Lashon Emor al Akoinim, Lahazir Hagdoilim al Aktanim. There's a Chassidus Shavar, Lahazir is not to mourn, but to shine up. That the Grois Atag shine up on the little days. It's Kedai. A person should try and strive to have a Aliyah Baruchnius and Aseret Yemei Tshuva. He knows where he's going to go back already afterwards. But a person has to strive for that Aliyah Baruchnius. Because when Sukkum Tu B'Shvat, and it's cold, and it's in goats, and it's the middle of a long winter's man, and you remember the Varmkeit, the Aliyah, the Steigen that you had on Aseret Yemei Tshuva, that could shine up Taka on the rest of the year. There's an Indian of giving yourself a lift. The Baal Yemos say it's like waves. It's like Gali Ayam. It's like you lift yourself up now. Even afterwards, you go up and down. The Vandit is Aliyah and Yeridus. But you have something to look back to. You have something to look forward to. And the Vandit's Pashat, everyone says that a person is supposed to make Kabbalahs. But an important Yisrael, the person has to make realistic Kabbalahs. The person has to make Kabbalahs Ketan is something that for sure you'll be able to catch on to. To have everyone signing me, they want to be Makabo, that's Zion Garnish. I heard a Gavaldic Mashal of them. Beautiful Mashal. A person has to get somewhere. He has only a certain amount of money to buy on the train ticket. So he knows he only has enough money. He has to get to where he wants to get, yeah? The only money he has is to pay for a third-class ticket. So this Chochem, he goes and buys a first-class ticket. Al-Dazken, he'll have to get off after two stops. He gets off after two stops. He's in the middle of the Midbar. He's in the middle of nowhere. Not that he didn't get to where he has to be. He's also not where he was originally. He's still in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the Midbar. If you know, you have to buy the third-class ticket, but you'll take it through the whole year. You'll make it for your whole trip. Buy a smaller ticket. Take what Bevadi will get you to where you have to get. We need to take the Nutz Ois to Lahazar Gedolim Alaktanim of the Yom Niroim for a whole year. You have to Nutz Ois. Then we come to Yom Kippur Alein. There's a Shaychus, but I want to move on a little bit to Yisukkis also. There's a Shaychus between Yom Kippur and Sukkis. There's a Shaychus between Yom Kippur and Sukkis. Be'emes state that by Yaakov Avinu, after he treptzach with Esav, and he separates himself from Esav, it says, V'Yaakov Nosus U'Koysa. And that, Dutzach and Zoyer state, that when a person comes on Yom Kippur, and there's the Soyer La'Shem, and there's the Soyer La'Azazel, and he sets his priorities straight, that what's Lashem is Lashem, and what's Lazozel is Lazozel. And then V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkos, and then we go back into the Sukkah. Then we go into the Sukkah. Then there's another Inyan that Sukkos we say is Man Simcha Seinu. What's the Bezunder? What's the Simcha from Sukkos? It's not a Bezunder, it's Sukkos the Kesimcha. Be'emes a Yid is Freilach Agansky, or a Yid that does what he's supposed to be doing is Besimcha. If it was Hashem Besimcha. Nor Agansky, we have a Averis, and we have Tirdis, and we have Zachan, and that's staring our Simcha. After the Kapar of Yom Kippur, and we clean ourselves up, so then it's Zman Simcha Seinu, V'yayid Darv Zayin. It's not Sukkis B'ke Simcha. It's Yiddish Simcha. Zman Simcha Seinu from Sukkis is Poshita Yiddish Simcha. V'yayid Darv Zechob and Simcha from Yivduot Hashem B'Simcha. Nor V'Vertos, nor after you clean yourself from Yom Kippur. I heard once a mashal from Rav Shimshon Pinkus. He said with them their hair in Sukkis. He gave a mashal that a father took his yingle to the shuk of the Arba Minim, and the kid got lost. There's hundreds of people pushing, shoving, and the kid got lost, and he's looking for the kid, 20 minutes. The kid starts crying already, zuchte tata, zuchte tata. And finally, the father sees him, he says, Yangele! And he comes and he takes him, and he grabs him by the hand. And then he says, now, don't leave me. Now, hold on to my hand tight, let's go together. He says, Yom Kippur, by Ni'ila, after going through the whole year, and working tata through a whole Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and working through a Yom Kippur, Mitzrefen zech medirubo nishlan, Hashem hu elikim, and we tata find him, we find back our tata. So then he says, now don't leave me. And he says, what's a sukkah? A sukkah, it's a Mary the Kazakh. A sukkah is ne'ila. Everyone thinks ne'ila is the spitz, shiva spitz. What's ne'ila? To lack up. After ne'ila, mefashlostich mitrabanishman. A sukkah, the whole shiva yimei sukkahs, is a hemshach of ne'ila. Spitz, shiva spitz. Sukkahs is le'ela, le'ela. It's the ne'ila. It's continuing ne'ila. The Eibishter says, you found me back. You found your way back by ne'ila. Continue ne'ila. Ich fashlostich mitrabanishman. I'm locking you in. We're living with the sukkah is mamish dashua shashchina. You're living with the Eibishter in the sukkah. That's ne'ila. Sukkah is continuing ne'ila. Now there's a few days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkah. There's a few days in between. Interesting idea. There's a halacha, you don't say tachnon in the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkah. Now this halacha is brought down in two places. It's brought down in Hilchas Tachnon. In Siman Kuflam and Aleph, it's brought down all the days that you don't say tachnon. And it says we don't say tachnon between Yom Kippur and Sukkah. So over there, the Bir Agros says, in Siman Kuflam and Aleph, we don't say Tachna because in Shloimeh, when Shloimeh built the Beis HaMikdash, we know there was 7 days of celebrating, and then another 7 days. Shiva Yom and Beshiva Yom. They even ate on Yom Kippur that year. Gemara. the Eid on Yom Kippur, they had 7 days of celebration of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. So since these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot was from the 7 days of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash of Shloima, that's what we don't say Tachanun. So the MSI have a horror. I didn't find the tshuva. If that's the reason, we shouldn't say Tachanun on Ches Tishrei. The 7 days of Shloima Melech starts on Ches Tishrei. Now we spoke before not saying Tachanun on Mincha of Ches Tishrei, because it's Erev Yom Kippur, if you learn that the Suda's Erev Yom Kippur is at night. But now even in the morning of Ches Tishrei L'chayr, you shouldn't say Tachanun. If the reason you don't say Tachanun in the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is because it's the Shivas Yimei Mishta of Shloima, by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Rishon, L'chayr, it's a Ha'ara. Ladina, we shouldn't say Tachanun on Ches Tishrei. Tzorech Inyan. That's one Bira. But then there's another time. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tofresh Chav Dalet, again, the Ramah brings down, we don't say Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And again, the Bira Habra brings, because it's the Shivas Yomim of Shloima Melech. But then he says another reason. He says there's another reason. Because these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot have a kiyomtiv kemo Yom Kippur b'miktas. And he brings the Medrash that it says, Ulakachtem l'chayim b'yoyim arishan, rishan l'chesh ben avoydus. These days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is a shtikla Yom Kippur. It's a shtikla Yom Kippur. It's heiligatek. It's Sukkot is already rishan l'chesh ben avoydus. They say, because we're busy with the mitzvahs. It's a hemshech of Yom Kippur. So the emes, it's one long hamshach. There's an ilah, and then the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is a shtiki Yom Kippur. We don't say Tachanun's up to going. Why? Because it's mixas kemo Yom Kippur. And then we go straight into Sukkot, which is vayta hamshach than ilah. So a vort, mavel de kezach. The Gemara says in Yuma, Davchav, hasoton. The word hasoton is gematria 364. Why? It's up to Gemara because the sotan is only makatrik 364 days of the year. Yom Kippur, the sotan is not makatrik. So HaSotan is Gematria Shin Samach Dalet, 364. The Sotan is only Makatrik 364. Frek, the Anaf Yosef, one of the Mepharshim in the Ein Yankif. What HaSotan? Sotan, what HaSotan? Sotan is Gematria 359. What HaSotan? So he says, yeah, there's Takabetz in Sotan. Sotan is Gematria 359, because the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot also was a Shtik Yom Kippur. And Ein HaSotan Makatrik. No, it's not Mamash Yom Kippur. So Mamish Yom Kippur is HaSotan is Gematria 364, because on Yom Kippur Bechlal there's no Kitchman. But Emes is also Sotan. Sotan is Gematria 359. The days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is a Shtik Yom Kippur. It's Mamshach the Yom Kippur, like we said, and then we go straight from the Ne'ilah into the Yom Kippur. Vayter into the Yom Kippur. And into the Sukkot. And what's the Sukkot? The Sukkot is Mamish Ashuras HaShechina, locking yourself up with the Rabbani Shalom. The Mefarshim explained that the Sukkot is also a Mavdil. The Sukkot is a Mechitza. Right, the Sukkah is made out of the funnest is a mechitza, and the schach is also a mechitza. It's a mechitza ben klal Yisrael to the Shaar Umis HaOilam. We know we bring the Shivim Parim Keneged Umis HaOilam, and the whole point is to cleanse it until we get the Shemini Atzeres, that's klal Yisrael. The whole union of the Sukkah also. The Sukkah is, the Nani Kovin, but it's also the Inyan that it's making a mechitza between the Umis HaOilam, and it's making a yichud between a klal Yisrael and the Eibishter. Now not only that, besides that it makes a yichud between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbani Shalom and leaves out the Goyim, it also is an achdus in Klal Yisrael. There's a Gemara, Kol Yisrael ru'uyim leishe b'sukkah echad. So there's a word. We know the Dalet Minim, the Medrash says, is compared to the different kinds of people. Yesh by Toyra umaisim Toyra, right? The Esrog has Reich and Tam, and the Arabis is Ein Reich, the Ein Tam. There's four kinds of Yidden. Toyra umaisim, Toyra b'li maisim, maisim b'li Toyra, b'li Toyra, b'li maisim. So we're miyachad all of them. Yeah, but it's still four kinds. It's Dalet Minim. The Sukkah is even more. Kol Yisrael ruim leishav b'sukkah echad. The Sukkah is ein shtik achdus. The Sukkah is also mesamel the Beis HaMikdash. Betzim there's a shayla when we do noy Sukkah. Is the Indian of noy Sukkah of hid or mitzvah? Well, some say no, it's also the Indian because it's some say it's as teish v'kein tadira, just like in a person in his house has nice things. But then they're not supposed to put these $2 Taiwan things. You're supposed to bring in your nice things from your house. The other pshat is, no, it's the Indian of noy, of making noy as Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, we know that the Sukkah is the Inyan of Gos. Sukkah is the Inyan of going out, Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, similar of Avraham Avinu, Diras Arai. Isn't that a spirit? On one hand, we're saying the Sukkah is Beis HaMikdash, it's the Eibishter. And on the other hand, we're saying Faker, it means going out into Gos. And we learn Kehelis on Sukkah's Taka to bring out that point. Because Sukkah is really Chag HaOsef. It's the time when a person really would be thinking that his Gashmias, he's being Ma'asif all his Gashmias, and that's when we have a message. And the boy thinks really one Yisoy. First the Sukkah is Taka Tsemi Diras Kev B'Shev B'Diras Arai. As the Gashmi Shavoy, it's Taka going to Golos, going to a Diras Arai, there's nothing here. If you're holding spitz on that Madrega, then your Sukkah turns into Hashuas HaShechina, the Beis HaMikdash, Allah Gatazach. It goes, it's stages. First is Taka Tsemi Diras Kev B'Shev B'Diras Arai. Realize that even though it's this man HaOsif, and Taka it's this man that you think is a li in your gashmias that you ma'at up all the things of your gashmias. No, same idea as kev. If you come to that as boinerness, then the sukkah taka brings you back to that ashuras hashchina and is mamshech, like we said, what the Yom Kippur was supposed to be mamshech. The Bikur Yaakov brings the Aruchon Er in Simon Tov Resh Chafei that sukkah is gematria 91. That's the gematria of Shem Hashem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Shem Adnas together. Yud Kei Vav Kei and Shem Adnas together is 91. 26 and 65 is 91. A sukkah is the only yonim of Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka. And like we say in Kvar, Avada Sukkot is the hemshich of Yom Kippur. The Emes says, there's another Indian, that Sukkot, we know, the Karbonus was doubled. There was 14 Kvasim. Right? Normally, on there was only 7 Kvasim. So one shot is because 14 eventually adds up to 98 out of 7 days. It's connected in Tishim B'tzmoyin Kvos of the Toichah. Because the Toichah was Takas HaShaloy Avadat HaShem Alekecha B'Simcha. And Sukkot is Man Simcha Seinu. That's a tikkun for the 98. But they say also, as Hasemis talks and others, that Sukkot is a double Yontif. Because Sukkot is a wrap-up of Taka Yom Leroyim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot, like we're explaining now, that Yom Kippur and Sukkot is a Hemshif. The Sukkot is an Ne'ilah. On the other hand, Sukkot is also a Shalosh Regalim, Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. Sukkot is a double Yom Kippur. You have to Taka know, every Inyan of Sukkot, is it a Hashlama of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot cycle, or is it a Hashlama of the Pesach Shavuos Sukkot cycle? It's not a grace of Rishis in the name of Nishvayetz. But that Taka Sukkot. A little bit on the Dalet Minim. There's one medrash we said already that the Dalet Minim is connected to four kinds of people. An Esrig is Reich and Tam is Torah and Maisim Toivim. Hadas is Maisim Toivim, Bali Torah. The Lulav is Torah, Bali Maisim Toivim. The Rav is Loizeh, Veloizeh. There's another medrash. It's all medrash rabbis, other medrashim. That the Esrig is like a lathe. It's the different Evorim of a mensch. The Esrig is the lathe, Tzur of a lathe. The Lulav is the Shedra. The Hadas is the Einayim. It's the shape of eyes. And the Arov is like the Sfatayim. It's the Evorim of a mensch. And a person has to boizach. A person with the dal din in boizach a mensch. You make a person the medav zayin a mensch. There's another pshat though, and it's the first in the midrashim, that the four minim, the dal of minim, is connected to shem havaya. It's connected the yud k vav k. So it's kecheshem. The eshvig is a yud, lulav is a hey, yud k vav k. Now the emes we say that the yirotzen. I'm not saying grace chedushim. The emes we say that the yirotzen. Those that say the yirotzen, when we say the yirotzen before the dal of minim, we say oisi yos shimcha hamiyuchad. Echad al echad, la'achadim biyodi. We take the four minim, and that's a tikkun that you're making the shame of HaKadosh Baruch. Now the Beis Yosef brings down, in Simon Tov Reish Nun Aleph, the Beis Yosef brings down the shame of the Rakanti. He said, the Rakanti writes that he was once Sukkot, he had a guest, Rabbi Yitzchak Ashkenazi, and he had a dream, that in the dream he saw that it said Yud Kei Vav, and separately the other Hei. And he didn't know what this was, that it's like he was a Makubal, and it was a P within the shame of HaKadosh Baruch. And he was Mavar, that his guest, when he held the Dalet Minim, he held the Esrig separately from the other Gimel Minim. And he understood that Shteito Amoyrit Gazat, that's no good. You have to hold the Dalet Minim together, you bring the Esrig together with the other three Minim, because like they did, you Mechaber Taka, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was referring to Beis Yosef, I was talking about Shteito Tor, and the Beis Yosef, that the Dalet Minim is Taka being Mechaber, the Oisiyat, and that's what we say in the Yerotzen, Oisiyat, Shimcha, Meyuchat, the Dalet Minim is Shem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same medrash that keeps on saying that the Dalet Minim, we said, is the Evorav of the Mensch. The medrash continues, it's connected to Dalet Imois, and connected to Gimel Ovis and Dovid HaMelech. And then there's another medrash, it says Lulav Zurah, Sarah, Esrog Zurah, Lulav Zurivka. The next one is Lulav Zurah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Esrog Zurah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hadas Zurah Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it brings Tzukim for each one. It says, Al Spashit, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I wanted to say, Lefi Zeh, Rashi talks about, on the Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav, that a Lulav is possible if it's not Hadar. Rashi brings, it's not a mitzvah hadura, even on the second day, hadura is absolutely even on the second day. Hoyil v'maskir shem shemayim olav. Everyone watches on the Rashi, I have to say holding in the sugi there. What does it mean, hoyil v'maskir shem shemayim olav? So some say, because you make a bruch on the lulav. Every, a lot of it says you have a bruch. I was telling Rashi taka means this thing, that the lulav is taka, shem shel HaKadosh Baruch. The Chidah brings, that all the ilonais, all the different minim, all the trees and grass that grows, there's a malach that says gdal. But on these Dalet Minim is not that there's a Malach that says Gdal. These Dalet Minim, the Ebishter Alein says on them Gdal. And state weiter, that the Emes, these Dalet Minim people shouldn't be able to use. Because these are the Ebishter Alein. It's not, everything else was given to the Velt, but not these four. But after Yom Kippur, we were not stam, we're considered Bonim Shel Mokoyim. After Yom Kippur, we're considered Bonim Shel Mokoyim. We have a right even to use these Dalet Minim. Even though these Dalet Minim are Taka, Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a right to use them. So I want to say, in the Rashi, in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, Rashi says that Yovish is puzzles of Rashi because of Zekei Livan Veyu. For if Toysa, Zekei Livan Veyu is not Ma'akiv. So Toysa says different. It's because it says pre-eight Hodor, and the Torah says Beferish Hodor is Ma'akiv. But he says, how could Rashi say Zekei Livan Veyu? Zekei Livan Veyu was Hidr Mitzvah, but Zekei Livan Veyu was not Ma'akiv. So the Emes, there's a Gemara in Gittin Vavchof that's Mavur, that by Sefer Torah, if the Oisius are not Mahodor, the Gemara over there says it's puzzle because of Zekei Livan Veyu. So they ask, is Zekei Livan Veyu is not Ma'akiv? So there's a Vort that they say Zekei Livan Veyu. By other mitzvahs, hither mitzvah of Zekei Livan Veyu is not Ma'akiv. But by Sefer Torah, Zekei Livan Veyu, the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sefer Torah Alein. By Sefer Torah, Zekei Livan Veyu is Ma'akiv. Clearly, you could say the same thing by Dalet Min. By Dalet Minim also, it's Kenegad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avdem Tata State, Zekei Livan Veyu. Now we said Avada, that we put the Esrik together with the other three meaning. And that's the Tziruf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Oh, but we know the Chavetz Chaim says, since the Esrik is Kenegad, the person that has Torah Umaisim Toivim, the Esrik only comes to Zaman with the other three meaning when it's B'shas the Mitzvah. Shaloi B'shas the Mitzvah, the Esrik has to go separate. Because you don't want it to be Mushba from the other three. The Esrik Taka comes to Zaman with the other three meaning. Or only B'shas the Mitzvah. So the Hezai says, the Esrik on one hand is separate, but on the other hand it's Mesach Shaychi. The other three, the Etzim, come together. Aguda Achas. The Esrik does come together, but not always. Interesting. Just for the Herod. The Ramban writes that the Dalad Minim is connected to Rigolim. And he says that the lulav, the hadas, and the arava is keneged, Ramban, Chumash, is keneged Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And the esrig is keneged Shmini Atzeres. And I think Shteita Epis, because Shmini Atzeres, on one hand, is regel b'fnei atzmoy, but on the other hand, no, it's a continuation of Sukkos. So it's separate or not separate. That's the esrig. Right? The lulav, hadas, and the arava are keneged Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, but the esrig stands separately. Straight, about a few more minutes, I just want to fear us. We're not going to have time. We're going through Sukkos, we went through Sukkos and the Dalad Minim. Then we come to Hoshana Rabbah. Mamshaj, a poor minute. Hoshana Rabbah, it's very sosim. It's a hidden yontif, right? We eat kreplach, because the meat is hidden. It's a hidden yontif. The basar is, we don't know exactly the soy is for shteita on Hoshana Rabbah. But Hoshana Rabbah, no, is 51, because there's 51 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Hashanah Rabbah. There's also Vayisa Ach Sameach. There's 21 days till Hashanah Rabbah. But Hashanah Rabbah is also Shem Yud Kevavke, because since the Bria Sa'ilim we know really started Chof Hei Elul, not on Rosh Hashanah. Hayom Haras Sa'ilim means that other region was created. So Hashanah Rabbah is the 26th day of the Bria Sa'ilim. In Kelm they used to say Ein Ben Hashanah Rabbah Yom HaKippurim Ela Achila B'Shtiyah B'Vat. In Kelm Emes they had every 10 days was Asiri Kodesh. The whole year, every 10 days was Asiri Kodesh. Hashanah Rabbah was the first Asiri Kodesh from Yom Kippur. Ein bein Hashanah Rabbah Yom Kippur el achil v'shtiyah b'vat. But what's the meaning of Hashanah Rabbah? I once heard from Rav Pinkus, I was zoche to hear from him. I heard him, he said that the meaning of Hashanah Rabbah, as we're building our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first we went through Yom Kippur, we finally find him, we now come close with him, and now we're living with him for 7 days. He says, we're going to get to Simchas Torah, so I want to fair one zach on that. He says that Hashanah Rabbah, it's mefurshim the Hirotzim, we say after we clap to Hashanahs, that it's an Ashika. We said the Hashanahs is connected to Sfatayim, it's connected to the lips. It's an Ashika to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I state, Taka, in the Chibut Arava, it's in the Maila on Ashika. First you build the whole mensch, the lave is the Esrig and the Shedra, but then we put down the rest of the Evarim, and then there's an Ashika to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashanah Rabbah, which is Mamash Kamad by the Shvitz. And then we come to Shmini Atzeres, which we said Shmini Atzeres is in Gansen. Shmini Atzeres doesn't have any dinim, doesn't have a sukkah, doesn't have a matzah, doesn't have any dinim. And then it's even more. Pesach is keneged Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos is keneged Matan Torah in the Ovar. Sukkos is keneged Anani Kovet. Shmini Atzeres is keneged the Osid. It's keneged Klai Yisrael, it's keneged Mashiach, it's keneged the Osid. It's separate. It's the Esrig. It's something different. It's part of the Shiragola, but it's something different. It's something different. And we keep on opening up the Oren on Yom Kippur, but we don't touch it. Finally, on Sukkos, we make Hakafis with the Hashanahs. We open up the Oren, we move around, but we don't touch it. Shana Rabbah, we take out one Sefer Torah by the Hashanahs, and we mark it. Finally, we come to Simchas Torah, we take the Torah Alein. Simchas Torah, we take the Torah Alein. Then there's one Yisoid, Ikri Yisoid, I want to bring out from Simchas Torah, but that would end. But it's an interesting Ha'orah Halacha. I was always bothered by it. I wonder what the Oilam thought about such a horror. Interesting horror. I didn't see the Oilam talks about such a horror. B'nai Chutz Loretz keep 2 days Yontif. Whenever B'nai Chutz Loretz keep 2 days Yontif, if you notice, the Kriyas HaTorah, the first day of Yontif, they lane the same thing that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael lane. On Shvi Shal Pesach, they lane Kriyas Yamsuf like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. On Shavuot, they lane the Aseres Adibris like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. On Sukkot, they lane the Kriya of Sukkot. On Rosh Hashanah, we lane the same Kriya of Rosh Hashanah. Everyone has to do this. And then, when there's a second day of Yontif, they go and lane this Aser to Aser, Kol HaBachor, for the Bnei Chutzpah. We have to make emphasis on Kriyas HaTorah. So there was a Takana, a special Kriyas HaTorah for the Bnei Chutzpah. But always the Bnei Chutz lords do exactly what we do, what the Bnei Eretz Yisrael do, and on their extra day of Yontif they do something different. L'chayrif, keeping with consistent with that, then on Shmini Atzeres the Bnei Chutz lords should lane the Zois HaBracha like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and make hakafis and have Simchas Torah, and then they have to have an extra day of Sveik in the Yoyman. They should lane Aser to Aser. As maybe on the second day of Shavuos we lane Kol Bachar, and on the second day of the first days of Sukkis, and always when there's an extra day of Yontif. And the first, second days of the first days of Pesach, we always lane the extra day gets the extra kriya. So if someone told me that, no, once you lane Zayis HaBracha, you're finishing the cycle. You can't add another kriya of Torah in until you start Bereishis again. But I think there's a deher over here. The message of Simchas Torah is after we built up Ne'ilah, and we went through Sukkot, and we built up the Mench, and we built up our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we come to Hashanah Rabbah, and we come to Simchas Torah, now we're going into a long goal. There's a whole year. And like we said, Lahazir Gedoy Lamalakhtana, we have to take the Yomim Leroyim, your Shoshana Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, which is in Gansan Mufshit, we have to take that. Right? Shmini Atzeres is connected to Klal Yisrael. We have the Shivam Umes of the Paris, and then we have Klal Yisrael. We have to take a message that we're going to go through the rest of the year. We don't have the mitzvahs anymore. We don't have Shofar and Lulav and Sukkah and all these Gevaldik and Yonim, which we talked a little bit about what they do, and they have the Kenegar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the year, we're not going to have that. The rest of the year, we have the Torah, and we have the Torah Alein. And the message of Shmini Atzeres, and that it wasn't umzis that Chazal and Mesakan that Simchas Torah that we're finishing the Torah of Zayis HaBracha should come on Shmini Atzeres. That message is that no, after we taka built it up and we had that chizik from all the different inyonim of Tishrei's Yom Tovim, we can take those koiches and in the Torah alone without the mitzvahs of Tishrei, we can be mamshechin in Tu B'Shvat also, and that will and avada lahazir gedoy l'malaktana. We can go back always and get shep koiches from it from every Rosh Hashanah and every Yom Kippur. B'nei Chutz Loretz still sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Yesuvi Yazvinan Bruchilam Avrachinam. They're not ready for Simchas Torah. The whole message of Simchas Torah is that we're finished taka with all the mitzvahs of Tishrei, and with the Torah alay now we can name the koiches and take that for the whole year. Ad mezitznach in sukkah, so I'm mit on Avrach. Ad mezitznach in sukkah, we're not ready yet for the message of Simchas Torah. That's why the B'nei Chutz Loretz is still sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The message of Simchas Torah has to happen taka the next day, and the Olam should be zoicha that we should continue. We're halting mitten shayin da avoidus yam fintishrei. So my mom shall say, all of the avoidus fintishrei, and have a good convention to your Gemara Chassina Torah.